Hello everyone, my name is Sam and welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. The challenge for today comes from the video called The Science of Love. And if you're wondering why I chose this video, it's because we currently have our Qi Xi Gong Lue theme here at VoiceTube, or the Chinese Valentine's Day as some people call it. So I hope you've all been enjoying our theme so far, and reading our blogs and watching our videos that are related to this theme. So I thought, you know what, why not do a pronunciation challenge related to this theme as well? So if you haven't checked out the other content from our theme, I highly, highly recommend you do so. I always have things to highly recommend to you guys. but anyway, let's get on to our challenge for today. The sentence goes like this. From philosophers and historians to poets and scientists alike, love has captured our imagination and curiosity for centuries. So a great, great sentence. This is from ASAP Science, who does really, really great videos. And this is kind of an interesting video because we don't typically tend to think about love as being a very scientific thing, do we? We tend to think about love and science as maybe even being opposites. People tend to be very irrational when they're in love, and science is a very rational thing. So that's why I like this video. It kind of brings those two things together and shows us a little bit of the scientific side of love and why we love love. So now let's get on to our vocabulary. So our first word for today is philosopher. Philosopher, and the emphasis is on the la. Philosopher. And philosopher is a noun that in Chinese is 哲学家. So philosophers, we have for instance Plato or Nietzsche, and these are the people that think about life and question our existence and, you know, a lot of other things, everything related to existence and our very being and all that kind of stuff. Lots of stuff that I've tried to read. I tried to read philosophy back in high school. I tried to read Nietzsche, but I just could not understand it. It's very, very difficult. If anyone can read philosophy in English, or even in Chinese, I'm very, very impressed. And actually, that's our next word, philosophy. Philosophy, also with the emphasis on the law. Philosophy. And the word philosophy just means 哲学. And as I just said, I used to read or tried to read philosophy. So if I say to read philosophy, that means I'm reading a book about philosophy. Or at least that's usually how most people absorb their philosophy. But the word philosophy is not only for, you know, those people with beards that lived a long time ago. You can also say that you have a personal philosophy. So for example, you might say, my personal philosophy is to try anything at least once. So for instance, it could be something that you believe in or something that you think is important. You can say that that's your personal philosophy. And our next word is historian. Historian. And the emphasis is on the store. Historian. And historian means 历史学家. Also, please feel free to correct me if my pronunciation is not very good. I know in a previous recording I accidentally used the Dalu pronunciation for some of the words. I used the wrong tones, so I apologize if I confuse anyone or pronounce something badly. That is in Chinese. I hope my English pronunciation is correct. Of course. Anyway, for the word historian, you could say something like, historians have debated the origins of this language for centuries. So that means that historians, so people that are experts on history, have disagreements about a certain language, or, you know, of course, it's not just for languages. There are many things that are debated by historians. There's definitely no shortage of things that are debated by historians. And our next word that I'm sure everyone knows is history. History. And history has the emphasis on the first syllable. So the history. So unlike historian, that has the emphasis on the second syllable, history has the emphasis on the first syllable. And history, as you guess, just means 历史, or also 史学. I don't think I need to explain too much about this word, but for instance, you could say, I am a history major. So you could say, if you study history in school, if that is your major, then you can simply say that you are a history major, or you study history. I study history. And actually, I found a good quote from, believe it or not, a philosopher, the philosopher George Santayana. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. But he once said, "Those who do not learn history are doomed to repeat it." So that means if we don't study what happened in the past, if we don't study the, particularly the mistakes that we have made as humans in the past, then we will definitely make those mistakes again. That's a really good quote and a very famous one as well. Anyway, moving on. Our next word is scientist. Scientist. And the emphasis is on the first syllable, scientist. That's a noun that just means 科学家. So once again, I don't think I need to explain it too much, but you could say, after 30 years of research, scientists have found a cure to this disease. So scientists, of course, the term scientist includes people who study chemistry or physics or biology or anything to do with science is a scientist. And that's our next word, science. As you can see, there's kind of a pattern with our words today. We've got philosopher, philosophy, historian, history, or history, don't pronounce it like that. Historian and history, and then scientist and science. So these are all the professions, the jobs that are related to this field of study or this concept. So, of course, philosophers study philosophy or write philosophy, and historians study history, and scientists study science. They do research. And this brings us to our last group of words. The first word is curiosity. Curiosity. And the emphasis is on the ah, the curiosity. And curiosity means 好奇心. And the next word, curious, just means 好奇. For instance, you could say, he is a very curious kid. That means he's, interested and always wanting to learn about different things. I mean, curious can sometimes be a bad thing. I mean, typically it has a good connotation. Connotation just means that it has a particular meaning to it. So, for instance, something can have a positive or a negative connotation. So for instance, if something has a positive connotation, you can say it's 褒义, or if something has a negative connotation, that's 贬义. So that's also another word to learn. There's a little bonus word in today's pronunciation challenge. Anyway, I'm going to read our challenge one more time and wrap it up for today. From philosophers and historians to poets and scientists alike, love has captured our imagination and curiosity for centuries. I think that's a great sentence, and I hope everyone enjoys this pronunciation challenge today. Once again, do not forget to check out the other content in our current Qixi Gong略theme. And I hope you enjoy the content in that theme as well as today's pronunciation challenge. As usual, I'm looking forward to listening to your recordings and reading your comments. And thanks again to everyone for listening, and I will see you all on the next one. Bye.